Thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I like our church, man. I get blessed every time I come to church. I love it. I used to say that I'm the only pastor who gets blessed in this church. I have some people in the house. Reverend Dekula and his wife, Pastor Dekula and his wife, they are always here with us. Mr. Norris from Nigeria with his wife, please stand up. Thank you so much, man. Our birthday is January, so you come and celebrate with us for our anniversary. Thank you so much, man, for serving the Lord along with your husband. And of course, just walking in, you know, my friend in town, Reverend Yemi Akimbo, just walked in. He didn't tell me he'll be coming. Please stand up, sir. Nice to see you. Merry Christmas. How do I greet Bishop's son? Merry Christmas. What else did you say? Now, welcome, sir. Let's clap for you one more time. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. God is good. God is good. I want to just say some few things that will help us on our way. I want to give this 5 facts, but not today. I can't give everything today, just a few ones. We call it 5 fundamental facts about our Heavenly Father. Jeremiah, when I finish, we sing. All right. Okay. Now, they are fundamental. They are important. Like I said again, the revelation of the Father marks the distinction between the old and the new. The old revealed God to us, but the new takes it to the level that is personal and family. And each one of us can now come to the Father. You know, servants, they have cadres, but children don't have cadres. Servants have cadres. That's why sometimes titles in church cause trouble. You know, senior, junior evangelists. But actually, we are family of God. My children have different things to do, but they are family. Praise God. So let's look at the first fact, fundamental fact about our Father. Let's look at 1 John 3. 1 John chapter 3. Let's look at 2 verses there. Verse 1 and verse 2. Behold, what manner of love as the Father. See that word there? The Father. In fact, Jesus changed the appellation of God from just God. Anybody who has read through the Gospel of John will be amazed by Jesus always calling God Father, 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 Father. In fact, he said to the Jews, the one you call your God, who is my Father? He called God, God, only at some very critical moment of his life. But he quickly changed back those moments. One I remember right now is when he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? You know, God left him out as the lamb. We just add the song, says the perfect lamb carried all our sins. But that moment when he finished saying that, he just turned and said, my Father, into your hand I commend my spirit. Where else will you go? Even when he carried the sin of the whole world, it's his Father he had to go back to. Praise God. So he said, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us. So parents choose their children. Children don't choose their parents. Some of us, if we have a chance to choose our parents, we know what we're going to choose. But parents choose their children. I want you to know that the Father, nobody has twisted him to make you his own. God had no regrets in calling you his own child. Are you hearing me? He had determined. In fact, when you read Ephesians 1, let's go to Ephesians 1, verse 3 or verse 4. Let's look at verse 4. Just as, can we read NLT? The later Message Bible. Even before he made what? God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. Wow. Have you noticed that children don't have any faults when they are just born? Of course, doctors will score them what they call APGAR score, but parents don't have APGAR score. Am I right, man? Parents don't have APGAR score. They have perfect baby. We are not an accident on his mind. There's one name they call somebody who is born that is not expected. They're just born by accident. They have a Yoruba name, Mankwewon. When you are born, they are not expecting you. Boluwatife. Awa ofebe, but Boluwatife ni. But thank God, they actually put Boluwatife. Not that say Awa Afe. And chose us in Christ. Let's look at this in Message Bible. Long ago, before he laid down earth's foundation, he had us in mind. Had settled, not wandering around, had settled on us as the focus of his what? Tell someone beside you. Fundamentally, you are the focus of God's love. Oh, glory to God. You know, I have to tell myself about my wife that if you are not careful, you marry somebody or you work with somebody or you live around somebody, you start looking at them for who they are. And he just doesn't always respond. He doesn't, you know, it's my wife. He doesn't always reason the way I reason with me. No, fundamentally, he's been loved by God. One of the things that hit me most, that when I get to heaven, God's going to ask me how I treat his daughter. That's a heavy, heavy thing. And God's going to ask you ladies too, how you treat his son. That changes everything. Besides God being my father, also my father-in-law. Are you hearing me? So, he chose us. I don't know about you, when I go to people's houses, I should not say this out loud. Babies have different sizes. And every family likes that baby. You say, ah, look at how quick. You see the baby's head is too long, a little bit. So, you know, they're just being scientific and follow mathematical order. But they don't care about mathematics. You cute baby. Praise the Lord. 1 John 3, verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father. Go back, 1 John 3, verse 1. That we should be called what? Children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us. Now, wait. Look at that verse. He never said, because they don't know God, they don't know us. So they don't know us, they don't know God, they don't. It's confusing now. Therefore, the world does not know us because they don't know him. You know, my ayo know my shehu. My shehu know my bibi. My bibi know my presi. My presi knows to be, to bear. They know. They know. Everybody, you know, that if I said, I don't know Shehu, I would say you're not part of this family. Are you hearing me? You are a child of God. Your father knows and loves you. Somebody said, that's a tremendous responsibility. Look at next verse quickly, verse 2. What did he say? Behold, now! When? Now we are children. That word children means born ones of God. And it has not, because I have challenges in my life. And what are these challenges? What are these challenges? I am not sure whether I'm a child of God sometimes. Am I right? Let me tell you what I mean by that. Devil has challenged me once in a while. If you are the son of God, anybody here like me? If you are the son of God, why is this going on in your life? If you are the son of God, why are you hungry and you can't turn this stone to bread? If you are the son of God, why is this happening to you? If you are the son of God, why can't you? Why don't you? So it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we shall be somebody. Amen, somebody. Amen, somebody. Listen. When a parent or parents give birth to a baby, they don't have a baby in mind. Am I right? Nobody gives birth to baby for them to be a baby forever. Of course, they will always be our children, but we expect growth. Am I right, somebody here? Tell your neighbor, God has something in mind for making you his child. And that on his mind will come to pass in Jesus' name. You know, how many of you have ever been proud of your children? Just finished secondary school and they collect award. Or just finished university and they stand over there with their cap thrown in the air. You know, you feel that something is coming to pass. A dream is coming to reality. And the day of their marriage. I remember Dr. Aliba, I don't know where he is right now. The last marriage we had. Take it, it's over there. Where are you, sir? Can I see your answer? Thank you. He just matched him with his daughter beside him. Just looking at this gorgeous girl. That one time was a small girl all around in church. Huh? No, along with my daughters. And she was looking so pretty, so beautiful, standing beside this gorgeous guy too. But that guy's not as gorgeous as her. Just guy. It's made from the soil. Kenneth, why are you laughing? You know, it's just beautiful. So something is inside of you and it's going to come out in Jesus' name. It cannot be fully manifested in this life. He says this, but we know that when it's revealed, when he comes back, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. One day, we're going to look just like Jesus. All glory, all perfection, all beauty, standing side by side as God's children. Jesus, the firstborn, rest of us in the company. Can you clap your hands for Jesus, somebody? Now, I want to quickly close this area. I want the second one. See, when you have that, there's something inside everybody here, Omotanye, and they expect that thing to come out of you. Am I right? Sometimes when you mess up, they say, ah, no, that's not part of us in this house. There's something they are expecting from inside that is there as your genetic makeup. Look at next verse and I hand up. What did he say? And everyone who has this hope in him, what does he do? Purifies himself just as he's pure. See, when I know I'm a child of God and I know my father loves me and has bestowed this love on me, I don't want to disappoint him. Anybody like me over here? Hi. I mean, if my dad paid money, hard-earned money, and sent me to Harvard, I don't want to be the bottom of the class. Are you hearing me? Something on the inside. I mean, for the first time, they take you to a school that is a high-class school, and you are the only one from there. That's your area there. Are you hearing me? Let me make it practical. John 16. John 16, quickly. Hallelujah. John chapter 16. Take a look, verse 25. Now, what is the implication of this? These things have I spoken. This is Jesus talking now toward the end of his earthly walk. I want you to follow me, everybody. Please be with me. These things have I spoken to you in figurative language. But the time is coming, which is now, when I will no longer speak to you in figurative language. But I will tell you plainly about the Father. And let's look at the first one he mentioned. The first one. What is it? Next verse. In that day, you will ask in my name. You go to the Father in my name. But I do not say to you that I shall pray the Father for you. Let me explain that. When Jesus said, pray in my name, it doesn't mean that Jesus will say, I'm standing over here, give me your prayer request. Then collect it in my name. Take it. Daddy, don't mind him. I'm here for him. Take. The beautiful thing about my family is that each child can come. Hallelujah, somebody here. He said, I'm not going to pray to the Father for you. Oh, next verse melted my heart over the years. Look at next verse. The Father of the whole universe, I mean, the way, loves who? Now, can I surprise you? That word is not agape. That word is filial. It means to have affection for you, to be tender. Oh, I have children, you know? I have tenderness for each one. Even now that I'm married with children, I still have, hey, we still say, I love you. Sometimes I wonder how their husband feel. You know, Toby went to school one time, you know, and then we call Toby. And then when we are rounding up, we say, I love you, love you. His friends around him said, who are you talking to, your girlfriend? He said, no, family. He said, daddy's calling you, I love you. He said, huh? He said, oh, that's what we do in our family. He said, wait. I'll call my daddy now. You'll see what will happen. True story. So all the boys said, see, your own is different. Your own is just crazy. Your own, So they put on the phone. The man never knew that they are all listening. Put on the phone, call daddy. The phone rang. Say, listen. What do you want? Said, I told you. Yeah, disturbing my peace, you know. So when we say father, none of us just Clifford. So in Yoruba land, Yani Wura, Babani Wulu, Abeko. I know it's diggy, I know that. For the father himself loves you. Because, see, there's something I treasure. Let me tell you. There's something I treasure. To walk into the room, close the door and say, Dad, he knows me personally. In all my faults, in all my possibilities. He knows. And once in a while, I hear him say thank you. Sometimes I finish service like this. I get back home tired, eating my first meal around 4 o'clock. I say thank you. I say, oh, Lord, I can't take that. I don't want that. Thank you, because it breaks me. Then one day I had T.L. Osborne travel to Kenya, preached his heart out with his wife. I thought I was hearing it wrongly when I heard God saying thank you once in a while. Then I had T.L. Osborne finished the program, tired, 6 weeks after the program, just lying down. And Jesus walked into the room. His wife and she were lying down on the bed. And Jesus walked and said, Tia, thank you for coming to Mombasa. I know it's difficult, but I appreciate it. Thank you. I'm almost crying already. The God of glory. Oh boy, this has happened to me many times. Somebody needs help like this. And they'll call me. And I say, Lord, please. The Lord said, who else will I call? Oh boy. It breaks you. He said, you know, who else will I call now? I said, but Lord, just. You know, sometimes it's children. You don't know what God goes through with his children. The pain and agony of his heart. That somebody's lacking there, somebody's going through. And one who sends somebody to help them, they may not just be available. Like one woman, I think it's a story. She went to heaven with her son, died of starvation. I said, Lord, I pray. Give us this day our daily bread. You never supply bread. He said, the Lord said, I sent the bread. They didn't bring it to you. For the Father himself loves you. No matter how down, out you are. The very fundamental fact is this. Even when you are in a mess, he cares more for you than ever. The prodigal son was coming back home, tattered, dirty mouth, air unkept. The father ran. He ran. The first fact you must know, he has chosen you and he loves you. No matter what happens, he loves you deeply. Don't forget that. Sometimes things may not go your way. Sometimes things may happen. I'll talk more about that later. But please, he loves you. And he cares about you. Sometimes he won't tell you the bad things that will happen because he knows he'll be there with you. Do you hear what I just said? He won't tell you the bad things that will happen because he knows he'll be there with you. Why will he tell you? He knows he'll be there with you. And the shortcomings and the lack and the shortages in your life is enough for you. Can you clap your hands for your Heavenly Father? Let's go to the next one. Our time is running. I want us to close so we can quickly. Let's go to the next one. This about the Father is beyond just you and God. Let's look at this. Sometimes we don't see the mind of God in whatever he asks us to do. You know, in the recent time, the church has been praying against enemies. In recent time. And it's been difficult for the church to just get out of that praying against the enemy. But we don't understand it because even our time, why against the, praying against the enemy? Our no kuyewa. Are you hearing me? Look at verse 43. Matthew 5:43. Let's look at the next fact. It's chosen, he cares about, he loves you. You have heard that it was said, You shall love your neighbor and do what? And what? And hate your enemy. Now, that's what we have heard. Jesus was talking about. Jesus was the revelation of the Father. He was the first one that was called the Son of God in the Bible, in the sense of the Father-Son relationship. And he now began to upend and change everything. And he said, you have been taught to love your neighbor and hate your enemy. Look at next verse. But I say to you, now please follow this verse. I need your help. Don't take long. Love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. Look at next verse. Next one. And pray. Am I correct? No. Give me the name. I've not finished. And pray for those who spitefully use you and what? And persecute you. Now, why should I behave like that? Why should I act like this? When they do me evil, look at next verse. That you may be what? Why, jail or my daddy, eh? It's not because they didn't do you over or they didn't do you enough evil. You know, he said, wait, I didn't see that before. I want to show you something I wrote down in my notes here. I wrote it down. He said, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. Now listen, he makes his son rise on who? And on the, and send rains on the just. There's something about your Father. His blessings are undiscriminatory. What did you say? He doesn't discriminate with his blessings. He scatters them far and wide, both to the good and the evil. Did you hear me? Why should that girl be so beautiful when she has such a bad mouth and she uses her body against things? God's blessings are undiscriminatory. There's no discrimination. He makes his son to rise. Some of you don't like this anymore now. Remember the prodigal son? He was mad. Why is it that that person should have such a brilliant and is so ungrateful? Baba alone point feel. He's so generous with his beautiful blessings that the birds never beg you for food. Oh, come on, clap your hands for the Father. I mean, look at your Father. The flowers are so gorgeous and we go and cut them down. Am I right? I mean, if I were God, I'm very economical. I was trained by management experts. I mean, if something won't last, don't invest too much in it. Grass of the field. If you know the chlorophyll level, the biochemical, biomedical, bio whatever is inside that thing, Bible says if God so clothes the grass of the field that Solomon will be ashamed when he sees the gorgeousness of this grass. And tomorrow is thrown to the oven. How much more will your heavenly Father? Now I want you to see number two fact. The Father God is what? Doesn't discriminate with his blessings. And his favors, listen, I wrote this one down. His favors are flamboyantly unexplained. What do I say? His favors are what? Unexplained. You can't explain his favor sometimes. What he does for people, what he does for criminals, what he does for people, what he can, he sends rain on the just and on the unjust. Somebody say, so now I become a criminal, but no more job. Hello. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hello. Your heavenly Father does not treat the worst for the worst. Sometimes your heavenly Father will bring out his best for the worst. If you look down history, men that have done things that have been wonderful, they don't even believe in God sometimes. Am I right? They ask Billy Gates, do you believe in God? I said, I don't think I. Huh? How could he? Like one time I heard that one atheist was falling down the staircase. He said, oh my God. Oh, so there's a God when you are falling down. But when you are rising up, it's not there. He says it's rain. He makes his son rise. Say that with me. He makes his son rise. Oh, by the way, tell him, the son is his own son. It's his son. It's his son. Huh? It's not our planet. It's not our, what is it now? What do you call it now? Our solar system. It's not your solar system. Oh, Nigoko. Oh, Nigoko. It's his solar system. It is rain. Hallelujah. You know, I was told that when I was doing science, rain fall down because water will climb up. When it climbs up, it evaporates and then it will gather cloud. After a while, it starts falling. Who makes it to fall? Nature. Number one, he loves us and cares about us. Number two, his blessings are without discrimination. His favors are flamboyantly unexplained. Can you look at your neighbor, tell him you are the evidence of God's goodness? I know what he will say, kinimoni, 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 kinimoni. If you look at a person standing sitting beside you, he has over 3 trillion cells in their body. Tell your neighbor, you're a trillionaire, you're a trillionaire, you're a trillionaire. Not naira and dollars. Ojubanyelo. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes when I'm at home and I watch my wife doing things, God just gifted people. In my younger days, I thought the only gift is to be quiet. When you are quiet, you are gifted. Are you hearing me? Let's quickly round up. Let's go to the third one. Give me some few minutes, I'll stop. I need to get to this third one, which is so important. Pastor, all this you have heard before, but I'm bringing some new ones to you today you have never heard before. Please, please listen to this. We sing songs like, oh my Baba, let me say. That's true. We say, God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in them. That's true. But the Father has one intention. There's something Dad must do. Or else it's not a father. Chapter 3, Galatians, verse 25. 3 Galatians 25. Let's just read. Also, we jump down a little bit. Next verse. Okay, good. What did he say? For you are all sons of God. How? There is nothing to do, to kill, to offer. God has offered his only son. How do we become his children? By faith in Christ. How many of you have faith in Christ here? You believe Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died for your sin. Can I see your hands very well? Believe it or not, you are God's children. You are God's children. It sounds really way out. I can just say that. But that's the truth. Next verse. And for as many of you who are baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. Next verse. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. So we are all sons of God, for you are all one. Where? And that means what? Next verse. And if you are Christ, what are you? You are Abraham's seed and inheritors according to the promise. So we have all the vast inheritance of God. I have a caution here. This is where I'm going. This is the highlight of today. Next verse. 4 verse 1. Now I say that the heir, we are all heirs, am I right? As long as he's a child, what happened to him? What happened to him? He does not differ at all from a slave. Though he's master of all, there's one error we have today. Just because we are God's children, we think all things are our own. That's true. That's very true. But potentially ours, not actively ours yet. You can have all the resources in this world today, but you will not commit a car to a 2-year-old boy to drive. The best you can do is to give him a toy. Now listen to me, everybody here now. The biggest requirement of the father is to educate and bring up his children. If he doesn't do that, he has failed his first action that he's supposed to have. We didn't finish one place, Matthew 5. Let's go back there. Educate his children. Bring them up. So they can rise up. We'll come back here in a minute. Let's go back there. That you may be the sons of your father in heaven. For he makes them rise. Next verse, quickly. Next verse. He says, For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collector do the same? Next verse. If you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the tax collector do so? Now, everybody, read the next verse with me. Everybody, read the next verse with me. Therefore, you shall be mature, complete, adequate, just as your Father in heaven is adequate, complete, and perfect. So, the Father has a drive that you will stand beside him and they will not see any difference between you and him, though you are the Father. For instance, I'm not saying you become equal to God. Brother Peter has two sons. Brother Peter, when they were small, drove them around. But now, they can drive him around. He can sit beside them and they can drive him around. See, that is development. That's growth. And every father will never love to sit in the car forever driving and the baby is always baby. Are you hearing me? And you know what? Every father has individual way to bring up each child according to his bent, according to his life. Am I correct here? So this is where I am so glad. Your father knows you personally and he'll bring you up well. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? This is the third one I want to round up with. Go back to chapter 4 Galatians. We'll round up. Just give me some few minutes. I'll be over now so we can have choir singing back in. 4 verse 2. We read Galatians 4 verse 2. Quickly. But it's under God. Okay, verse 1 again. As long as the heir is a child, does not differ at all from a slave. Many of us, that's why things are controlling us. Circumstances, things don't work out. You pray, you don't see an answer. Because God is saying, I want you to grow up. I want to change your tenor. I want to change your temper. I want to be like me. And somebody said, do I have to grow? My God, if you never grew, today you won't be able to read and write. The first time you wrote letter A, how did it look? My daughter's letter A slept like this. The A's like this. It slept. It didn't stand. And today she can write so well. And sometimes trying to correct my English. Daddy, don't write like that. Write like this. And one time I was holding her hand to write. Praise God. Isn't that beautiful? So, it does not differ at all from a slave, though he's master of all. So, let's now do the journey. Let's close. What does the Father want to do now? And this is not being preached today in our churches. God wants to be particular about your life and educate you and bring you up. Let's go to Hebrews 12. People don't read this place in the Bible, but let's go and read it. I want to read TPT, the Passion Translation. Now, close. Just say some few words, close. Hebrews 12 from verse 5. Can we make it bigger? Hallelujah. Is it possible to make it? Belumi, are you there? Can you make it bigger for us? Is it possible? This is so important here. It's called divine training. I know they are working on it, don't worry. Can we read a little bit? Can we try? Oh, thank you. Let's clap for Belumi. Thank you. Another guy is there. Have you forgotten his encouraging words spoken to you as his children? Stop there. You know, we can be God's sons and daughters and still have childish marriage. We can be God's sons and daughters and still behave childishly with our business. We can be sons and daughters of God and still be fighting among ourselves. Have you seen children fighting? Who will stay by the door, window of the car or something? Now they don't fight anymore now. They're grown up. So God want us to grow up. Let's keep reading. What is the next? Next verse. Can you give it to me? My child, don't underestimate the value of what? Keep on reading. Let's go on. We are still looking for it. Wow. Don't underestimate the value of the discipline and training. The prodigal son said, give me. Or child this. After going through circumstances that he could have learned easily at home, he went out there and suffered by learning to be perfected. He came back and said, Father, I'm no longer worthy. Make me. Was before, give me. Now, when you begin to mature as a Christian, what matters now is God making you and remaking you in his own picture. Many of us are largely in the image of our culture, in the image of our parents, in the image of our own education. We are not yet in the image of the Father, and he wants to stamp his own image on us. So how does he do that? By himself. Fathers bring up their children. That's one side we don't like about God in Africa. That delay. And of course, they're also learning too. You know, let me be honest with you. When you are in your 30s, you don't have enough patience. Anybody here? No, no, no. We have children. My children suffer as I was younger. The older I get, the more. In fact, one time, they gathered together and they were really talking about that those ones who are after, the last two, they didn't suffer like they suffered. My God, my wife will say, Otito. Then I tell her, see one of you participating in it. Are you hearing me? Give me a look. But as I get older, I still do some discipline. The discipline and training. If you never know this, you will not be your best as a Christian. Let's keep reading. Or get depressed when he has to correct you. When last did God correct you? Did God ever say to you, ah, no, that's not right. Oh, that's looking at the Bible. Oh, no. You know? Huh, Pastor, I know the way I am. Have you ever seen a baby the way they are? Like that forever, there'll be trouble. Let's keep reading. Next verse. For the Lord's training of your life, go on, is the evidence of his... For the Lord's training of your life, it's not the bad impression of trying to kill you. No, for the Lord's training is the evidence. So if God is faithful in his love, he must faithfully bring you up. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? Christianity is communal, but it's seriously personal. The best I can do for you is say, God, I hand him over to you so you can handle him well. No pastor can handle you well. No apostle can handle you well. No father on earth can do their best for you like your heavenly father. Next part, quickly go on. And when he draws you to himself, it proves you are his delightful child. He said, leave that place. Huh? Come over here. Don't drive away no more. Have you been there before? God will say, don't go that way. God will say, leave that alone. He draws you to himself. Number three, he wants to educate and train you. Without that education and training, if you never gone to school, if you stay at your father's house, what will you be today? Where will be the profs? Never gone to school. Where will be the managers? Where will be the MD? Where will be the lawyers? Where will be the teachers? Somebody has to train us. Am I right? If we stay the way we are all our lives, we become basket cases and liabilities to our world. Am I right? Next verse, quickly. Let's move on. Quickly. Fully embrace God's correction. Can we do something right now? Just take a break. Can you get on your knees and say, Father, I fully embrace your correction. I give you the right to correct and train me. I am asking you to do this more in my life. I want to become a gorgeous child of yours. I want to reflect you. I want people to see you in me. So I'm asking you, train me, change me, make me to look like you. Educate me more. Discipline me and train me. I surrender to your hand of discipline. I'm not surrendering to the punishment of the devil. I'm surrendering to your hand to discipline me. Thank you for doing so. In Jesus' name, amen. Can we sit up? Thank you for the commitment to the Lord. Let's round up. Okay. Fully embrace God's correction. Part of your training. Next part. For is doing. Can you look up, everybody? Read with me. For is doing what any loving father does for his children. Go on. For who has ever heard of a child who never had to be corrected? Next verse. We all, wow, take a look on the screen, TPT. We all should welcome God's discipline as the validation of the authentication of our sonship. So if you are really a child of God, how do you validate it? My dad brought me up well. Are you hearing me, somebody here? Remember, he makes his sun to rise upon the good and the bad. He makes his rain to fall. See, any person, this is one of the indications of you that you are not growing up fully yet. Any way that you badmouth fellow Christians and badmouth people and cut them down without any genuine reason that need to be corrected, you're not getting validated. Nigerians today, we are forsaking this sonship validation. So what do? Somebody do something wrong, we only tell everybody else. We never tell them. We never know how to correct ourselves. Look at our country today. It has become so bad because we are all almost incorrigible. Nobody's working on us at work. You go for interview. You don't want them to say anything about what you have done that's not complete. Ha! There's one country in the world today. Their medical doctors, the citizen will not allow them to touch their body. Did you hear what I just said? That country, I won't mention the name. Their medical doctors, trained by the country's medical school, the country people won't let their doctors touch them because they don't fail in their school. It's a holy land. Nobody fails there in school. So they had to import doctors to come and take care of them because I'm willing to correct worry. How many of you went to school and then you go back and do correction? How many of you went to school, do correction? And then you come back and they write, say, and the teacher will sign it. To basign, wala bae. Remember that? We also welcome God's discipline. Let's read on. Choir, be getting ready. Can you finish with this one? For if we have never once endured this correction, it only proves we are what? Strangers and not sons. People come to visit in our home, and when something happens, I don't touch them. They are going next week. They are going next week. I want to feel it. I want to call. But when I say, Daddy, he did it. He did what? Is he part of this house? Some of you in church, we will not touch you. You are not a son. You are a stranger. Not my son, no, God's son. Some pastors say, you are my son. You are my son. I don't want sons. I want God's sons. Then we can be sons together. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's stop there today. Are you blessed? Are you blessed? Can you clap your hands for Jesus? Let's round up. Hallelujah. Say it with me. My Father loves me and he has chosen me. His blessings are yafi-yafi and his favors are unexplainable. Praise the Lord. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? And my Father wants to train and educate me. NKJV says, if you don't participate in this, you are bastard. Bastard means that illegitimate. Glory to God. I pray in this coming year, the Father will train you. Will train you emotionally, will train you financially, will train you maritally, will train you spiritually, and will make you an evidence of his triumph in the land of the living. Hallelujah. Can you grab your neighbor's hand and just pray? Father, do what you want to do in his life. Do what you want to do in our life. Lord, we agree. Do what you want to do in our life. Glorify your name. Thank you. Thank you. Can you just pray for that person? That the glory of God will shine through his life. They will see the blessing of the Father. The character that is making his son to rise upon the good and the bad, that makes his rain to fall upon the just and unjust. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Finally, pray that may you experience the blessing of the Father in this new year. The nearness of the Father, the comfort of the Father, the power of the Father, the encouragement of the Father, the specialness of the Father. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. In Jesus' name. We are going to have the choir singing right now. I told a story years ago. Some of you remember the story. I was in university and I was learning about God as my Father. And one day we were in the class of anatomy and they said we should go and buy notebooks to write. And they sent all of us to the library at the same time. And we rushed to the library, or the bookshop rather, and they closed the door. Nobody could enter. And I just stopped and I said, "Dad, my Father, please help me." And when I said that, something happened that was very unusual for me. The man, bookseller, pointed his finger at me at the gate. We were all there. And said, "You, come inside." I said, "Me?" He said, "Yeah, you, come inside." And when I entered, one guy went for me and said, "No, Eric, don't enter. That's the guy's name." He said, "Don't enter, stay there." And he said, "Pick the notebook you wanted to pick." I picked the notebook and I went out. I said, "Father, this is amazing. May this continue." Just pick you out because he loves you. Because you are his own. We are going to give our offering while they are singing at the same time. Can we just pray our offering and our tithe this morning? Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you. We bless you. Thank you that you care about us and you love us so marvelously well. What manner of love we give, knowing that you are particular about us. Thank you for taking care of us. In Jesus' name, let's give. Church. Sorry, this is my new group I'm trying to form. They have this song called Abba. That's the word they use in Hebrew. Aramaic for God the Father. Abba, I belong to you. So I asked them to come and sing it. They sang it before the first service. So welcome my new group. Abba, I belong to you. You're more real.
to the stars, bow, heaven is smiling down, singing hush, oh hush, making my wrongs right, bringing me life on a silent night, oh, on a silent night. How do you mend a broken world? And give it a gift it could never. Sending a son and a savior. It was a silent night, a holy night. All was calm and all was bright around young virgin, mother and child, holy infant, so tender. The sky part showing the Father's home, singing hush, oh hush. I see the stars bow, heaven is smiling down, singing hush, oh hush, making my wrongs right, bringing me life. I see the sky speaking of his glory, singing hush. I see the sky part showing the Father's home.
Ah, if I eat a big boy, if I have a bassinet. That loves you. Are you ready? Come on.
Hallelujah.
God that loves you. Oh, I belong to you. There's a God that loves
you. You can testify to him.
Oh, I belong to you. There's a God that loves you. Amazing grace,
amazing
sweet the sound.
He
made you up.
I was
he turned you up.
Hallelujah,
here and now. You have turned my life around. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. I was hurt, but now I'm found. Hallelujah, here and now. Around. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. I was lost, but now I'm found.
Hallelujah. Let's put our hands together and appreciate the choir. It's been a lovely, lovely time. Praise Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah. Jesus is the reason for the season and is the one that we are celebrating. Hallelujah. Amen. We have some announcements and we have two babies to dedicate today. Amen. Professor and Mrs. Tumi Adebambo. Some of you are wondering, when did he get the baby? And when is he coming for dedication? Praise God. Then we also have Dr. and Dr. Mrs. Babalola. All right, so let's just quickly do this. Let's rise to our feet as we welcome these new babies into the church, into the kingdom. Hallelujah. Let's rejoice with the Babalolas and Adebambos. All protocol members, please wait after the service to rearrange the hall in preparation for tomorrow's service. Please, all protocol members, all royal cleaners and royal ushers, please just wait after the service.
Come and see the Lord is good.
Microphone, thank you. Hallelujah. Right? And then Adebambos. Brother Ade, come and pray for them. Pray for the baby. You saw I went to go and grab Baba Omo. Prof, he was still carrying his iPad laptop, so I went to go and remove it. Drop that one, come and dedicate the baby. Praise the Lord. Let's first put our hands toward this baby, and while Professor Ade will pray.
Our Heavenly Father, we give you all the praise for these beautiful gifts you have granted to us as a body of Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus, we receive these gifts with thanksgiving. Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We confess that they are good and they are acceptable to us. We believe and we confess that they are a blessing from you. And characteristics of your blessing, there's no repentance concerning them. Therefore, babies, we agree together. You are part of us.
Amen.
And you will abide.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We believe you are a deliberate design of God. And we agree with every plan and purpose for God, of God concerning you. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Concerning you, things will work well.
Amen.
The seasons will cooperate with God.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your coming will introduce a new dawn.
Amen.
In your household, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Good things will flow in torrents.
Yes, Lord.
By the grace of our Father.
Yes, Lord.
And the mercy of God.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
We agree together. No evil will prevail against you.
Amen.
No calamity will come near your dwelling place. In the mighty name of Jesus. Concerning you, there will be enough to take care of you.
Amen.
Your parents will have sufficiency to take care of you. And concerning decisions that has to do with you, right decisions will be taken.
Amen.
At the critical times in your life, right decisions will be taken.
Amen.
No mistakes will be made concerning you. In the name of Jesus. And you will not be on the receiving end of people's mistakes in Jesus' name. Our Father as a body will give you praise. Thank you for this that you have done for us. It is marvelous in our eyes. And we give you all the glory. Much more for their future. Because we know it's assured in you. And we agree with you concerning their future. The very details as prescribed by you, Lord, will come to pass.
Amen.
Blessed be your name, our God. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
Hallelujah. Congratulations.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Tomorrow by 10 a.m. we have a service. That's Christmas Day service tomorrow by 10 a.m. Not 9, by 10 a.m. On Tuesday, maturity school will not hold on Tuesday. It's going to be on Boxing Day. On Tuesday, which is Boxing Day, open your boxes at home and do maturity class or school in your house. But on Friday, which is going to be the last Friday of the month, we are coming to worship. On Friday, it's going to be the last worship experience for the year. 5:30 p.m., let's be here to worship. And of course, the service continues, Sunday service continues next Sunday by 9 a.m. to know more about our Father. So next Sunday to be 9 a.m. And no carryover. I said carryover. No crossover service. No crossover service. That's on 31st. Crossover in your house with your family or with yourself. But on the 1st of January 2024.
All right.
By 10 a.m.
We'll
be here live.
We'll have communion service on that Monday. 1st January. So there will be no communion service on Friday following.
Yeah.
So we'll have Friday free. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Anything else?
Yes.
Live wire, tomorrow you are singing. Christmas Day. Live wire. Thank you.
Okay, the following people should just wait after the service to see me. Miss Odufoye, Miss Ogundi, Mr. Busola, Miss Abuaba, Miss Asune, Mrs. Shofola, Sister Lola, Sister Niola, Sister Tinuke Joda, and Mrs. Sally Sue, please just wait after the service. And of course, if tomorrow you won't have lunch or you won't prepare food in your house, there will be lunch here. Praise God. After the service.
That lunch just simply means there's food.
Yes.
Usually that's tradition. My wife does that every... Not me. My wife on Christmas Day, at the back there, you will eat. Last time, it was not yet completed. The building is completed now, so we can go. Come around. That means you don't have food in your house. If you have food at home, go home and go and eat. But if you have nowhere to go and you are Creole, just come to the back and then you can. All right, let's go home.
Praise God. My people know me and I know my pastor. Say you understand.
Praise God. I just say that.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Kimball, please come over. This is my friend. I'd like you to get up on your feet. You know, Paul always says something, pray for us. Am I right? Pray for us. We prayed for leaders and kings and for all men that people will get saved. And pray that our churches will become stronger. But pray for churches is a pastor of a church. So I want you to lift up your hands and let's thank God for what has happened in their church this year. Let's sow a seed before we leave here. We can give more than money. Let's thank God for what has happened in our pastor's church this year. Let's thank God for how he has blessed people. He has spoken. He has changed lives. But can we now also look up and say, Father, give your servant utterance next year. Enrich him in every way to take the church to the next level. Can we pray for the church? Let's pray for that church. It's our church too. It's our people. Let's ask the Lord to strengthen his servant to do all that this coming year, that next December, when we see like this, we will hear that our prayer has been a blessing to the assembly and to the servant of God. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we give you glory. Lord, we give you honor for your servant. Thank you for the church that you have made overseer over. And we agree that greater things will happen in the service in the year to come, in the name of Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. All right, if you are here, before we share the grace with us, if you are here for the first time, you are coming here for the first time in our service, we have some refreshment for you. Can I see your hands up like this? If you are first time in our church, you're just visiting anyone. Wow, you're welcome. You're welcome. We have some things for you. Can you pick up your bag and your Bible if you are upstairs too, or downstairs? Can you go toward this door? You see one of our sisters lifting up her hands over there in green. Just go toward. If you are upstairs, go toward that door too. They will take you. Can I get a microphone? Quickly. All right. Thank you for sneaking in, sir. Really unexpected. It's going to just bless us as we close with the grace. And thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. I was about rounding up the service and I felt in my spirit I should just come down.
Wow.
And be part of the worship. But the spirit of the worship I met here, I don't know if you permit me to sing this chorus. Orela ala ilebe, orela ala ilebe, niti Jesu, olubala re. That's the spirit I met in the house.
Hallelujah.
Celebrating the love of the Father. And I told Mama, say, I eventually discovered why I came.
Wow.
I'm going to be doing a teaching on training in preparation for the new year.
Yeah.
And I saw training in another dimension. So now I know why I'm here.
Hallelujah.
So I came to be blessed.
Amen.
And I'm highly blessed. Please note that this altar feeds other altars. And I'm saying that with sense of responsibility. This altar feeds other altars. And you are at the base. So you are getting it directly. Don't let anybody that gets it secondhand be better than you.
Hallelujah.
Everything is set. 2024 will be a great year.
Yeah.
A year of glory.
Amen.
A year of lifting.
Amen.
A year of honor.
Thank you, Lord.
A year when God himself will guide and lead you.
Thank you, Lord.
And you won't miss your steps.
Thank Thank you.
No matter what it takes, even if it remain 1 second to take that wrong decision, the love of the Father will intervene in the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be.
Thank you.
In Jesus' precious name. Thank you for taking care of my friend. You know he's our Pope. And this is the only married Pope. Thank you.
Let's share the grace with us. Share the grace with us.
Let's share the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us even now and forevermore.
Amen. Thank you. Tell the Lord beside you, surely goodness I must follow you. A Merry Christmas. Merry, Merry Christmas. Thank you, sir. Merry, Merry Christmas. Before you go, greet somebody. Merry, Merry Christmas.